WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Recovery has already started in the aftermath of the fertilizer plant explosion in West.
The superintendent of the West School District is hoping to resume classes Monday, even though three of the four campuses were inside the explosion zone.
Grand Prairie ISD has been so great providing three double-wide portable buildings to be placed on the west end of our campus so that we can create a sixth-grade academy and be able to serve those sixth grade kids.
Connolly ISD, which is 10 minutes away, will open their doors to 7th through 12th graders. Search and rescue teams continue around the clock, methodically going through the five blocks of remains leveled by the explosion. Deputy Matt Cawthon of the McLennan County Sheriff's Office says chemical tanks still at the plant remain a threat.
It is still a very volatile situation because of the ammonium nitrate that was found at the scene. This is a fertilizer company, and as it is, it has that type of component in it.
Officials are discouraging donations of food, water, and other staples because there's no place to store the merchandise. Cash donations can be made, among other places, to the Brazos Valley Media Giving Back Fund and any bank and trust location in Bryan and College Station. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A pre-dawn fire yesterday got a head start on an Orleans Street home before a passerby noticed and reported it. Bryan Fire Department's William Bow says there were no injuries because the family was staying with a relative who needed care, but all of their possessions were destroyed and the house is a total loss.
Because of the utilities being turned off, we are looking at it as a suspicious fire. There is no direct good reasoning for the cause at this time. So this is a suspicious fire, and we'll be looking into it.
Bell says weather has slowed them down on an aggressive search of the scene, but they'll continue investigating and see what turns up. This week's bombings in Boston have repercussions worldwide. As College Station prepares for tomorrow's Earth Day Festival, Mayor Nancy Berry says public safety officials have their plans.
Well, certainly the police department and our first responders are always looking at how they can do more to protect our citizens. I think any tactical information is not going to come to city council.
Sure, I understand. Right,
yeah, so
right,
I don't
right.
think the council's going to hear anything. But every tragedy has some learning points to it, and our police officers and first responders will, in fact, you know, learn something from it and will be able to incorporate it.
Berry says representatives of all affected city departments have been in communication for months to have protocols in place should emergencies arise. The Texas House has once again passed a bill to ban texting while driving. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan says he voted for the bill despite Governor Rick Perry's vehement opposition.
You know, that was about a 4 or 5 hour debate on that bill. It was kind of funny in a way. I think that really the message that was trying to be sent, not necessarily trying to fine people as much as saying, hey, we don't need to be texting while we're driving. It's a distraction and somebody's going to get hurt.
He says he doesn't know how such a bill actually could be enforced, but at least it would send the message that people should not be texting while driving. And today, Texas A&M is opening its first major building project dedicated to the liberal arts program in decades. College of Liberal Arts Dean Jose Bermudez says the grand opening for the four-story building will be this afternoon at 2.
It's 120,000 square feet, and it'll house two of our departments, and it gives us some of the facilities that we haven't had up to now in for performing arts, for theater, and for music, and that really any serious research university needs to have, so we're very excited about it.
The ceremony will include live music and interactive tours of the building, which has a recording studio, rehearsal rooms, costume and scene design spaces, and research areas. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 43 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
How do you know you're getting a great deal on floors, lighting, and countertops? You might want to ask the professionals.
The area's best home builders use Brazos Valley Flooring Design. That's because we've got the selections they need at the prices they want, all in one easy location. Visit our showroom off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie.
The people who know shop with us.
Because at Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we have the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Scott & White is hosting a nursing career fair for our new hospital in College Station opening in August. Join us on Saturday, April 20th at the Marriott Courtyard in College Station from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Scott & White is looking for qualified nurses, including LVNs and RNs, to fill positions in a variety of departments. Scott & White offers competitive salaries, benefits, and a great work environment. We look forward to seeing you at the Marriott Courtyard on Saturday, April 20th. Scott & White is an equal opportunity employer.
Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
High pressure is located near Brownsville. It extends all the way up into southeastern Idaho this morning, and this system will continue to build our way. We'll have lots of sun today. It will be cool, high 60 to 65. Clear skies tonight. We're going to get down to about 40 to 45. A mostly sunny day in the forecast for tomorrow. Nice start to the weekend, 70. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows will be around 50. Occasional sunshine for Sunday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. We've got a very full schedule of events for Aggie Athletics that we'll get you caught up on. The NFL schedule was released yesterday, so we'll get you caught up.
I'm sorry.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's 2 days in a row.
Yeah, I know.
And
by
the way, Stars won last night. Yeah. All that and more coming up. They won big, too.
Way to go, Stros.
Stars.
Oh, Stars. I thought you were being Oh, man.
No, the Astros, probably gave up 19 runs. And
Don't say such things.
It's true.
They didn't play.
Oh, that's good. All right.
So they didn't lose.
They're horrible. They
played Cleveland today.
Oh, so now is your loyalty divided here?
Cleveland traded a lot of my favorite players.
Oh,
I'm ready to throw them under the bus. It's a new season.
All
I'm
right,
just
there
kidding.
You go. So yeah, it's all to a new team. So if you ever need to do a background check on your date, just to make sure that he or she isn't some distant cousin.
Goo.
You never know.
Actually, that brings up an interesting blind date story, which I'll tell you, I guess, after you tell whatever witty story you're about to tell me.
No, go right ahead. No, it's fine.
Oh, one time someone tried to set me up, and basically I looked this person up on Facebook. I messaged him. I said, you know, I just keep thinking how awkward and or hilarious it would be if when we showed up we were related. And so our mutual friend who called
How much lead time did you have? Was it like, you know, a month or what?
A couple weeks.
Okay.
But anyway, so we show up. I ignore my friend who I haven't seen and hug this stranger in a bear hug.
Okay.
And then I'm like, how are your parents? Yeah, and blah, blah, blah. And we're talking and she's getting this weird look on her face. And oh, it just was. Finally, he was like, you know, actually, it's not true. We're not really cousins.
Oh,
we just tricked you. And she was like, Cat McMullen, I was so embarrassed.
You tried to punk her, basically.
Hey, what I told him was, if they're going to put us in this awkward situation, we have as much of a right them in an awkward
situation. Throw it right back on them. Absolutely.
Yep,
okay.
Exactly.
Well, now we've got an app for it. Software engineers in Iceland. Yeah. What is a software engineer in Iceland? They don't have much to do there.
Iceland people are pretty cool. Yeah, they're pretty hip.
They drink a lot. Software engineers.
There's nothing else to do.
That's right. That and blow up stuff. They do a lot of firework stuff up there. Software engineers in Iceland have scrapped publicly publicity. Huh?
That happens to me on the news every once in a while.
Okay. Software engineers in Iceland have scrapped publicly available genealogy data.
Publicly available.
Okay.
We needed a dyslexic to sort that out.
Yeah, no. Boy, that's sad, isn't it? Yeah, let's get the dyslexic dude to teach me how to read.
Help us, Kevin.
Yeah. It's come
You're our
to
only
this.
Help.
Yeah, anyway. Okay, so they've taken publicly available genealogy data, and they have created what's called Icelandic app. So I guess it's just in Iceland. Well, that's all right. It'll come to America soon. A mobile Android app that allows users to bump their phones together, I guess as long as they're both Androids, to check if they're blood related before, as they say, making a traumatic mistake.
Oh. Traumatic, I can see.
Yeah. When the match is too close, the device will sound an alarm.
We're going to have to ask you to move to Arkansas.
Yeah.
Info. Maybe they could use that app in Rhode Island.
Yeah. No, it's your half-sister.
Luke and Leia could have used that.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take a break here and practice reading while we play a commercial again and see if I can come back and do a better job of what I'm hired to do.
Oh, I think you're doing a great job.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
April means you save on all Hayward products at The Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month. The Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. FREE, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call The Pool Guy at 575-6200 or stop in at the pool store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
All right, here we go. It's National Silence Day. We'll be celebrating for the next 2.5 hours. So,
yeah. Oh, does that mean we can go home?
Yeah, really.
Excellent.
It's National Hanging Out Day. This is hang out your laundry. So you can save your dryer. Oh, okay. All right, for birthday.
Celebrating birthday. Oh, I have sports. There we go. Birthdays.
Yep.
Maria Sharapova.
Really?
26 years old.
Mm-hmm.
One of the loudest measured sounds in tennis. At 101.2 decibels.
Oh, she like wow. The loud grunter, huh?
Yeah.
Ah!
Oh, I thought you meant the sound of the ball getting hit.
No. Troy Polamalu's 32 years old. Hayden Christen is 32.
Mm-hmm.
Played Anakin.
Mm-hmm.
Kate Hudson, 34. James Franco's 35. Jesse James.
Not the outlaw.
The dirtbag.
Yeah.
Is 44. Ashley Judd is 45.
Oh.
Suge Knight is 48. One of my favorites, Tim Curry.
Oh, I do like Tim Curry.
He's an odd dude.
Yes, he is.
That's part of why he's so likable.
Okay.
He's 67, and Mark Vollman, the lead singer of the Turtles, is 66.
Sure. Al Unser Jr., race car dude, 51. And now Alan Price, who was one of the Animals, but then actually went on to be a very successful manager of music acts.
Yes.
He's pretty much retired now. He's 71.
He's made all his money.
Yeah. By the way, tomorrow... pineapple upside down cake day.
That's something I can get behind.
Well, but we're not at work.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
Cook it.
Well, you could do it and bring it Monday, but it also works out well because it's actually National Pot Smokers Day too. So I would think that could work.
That kind of goes hand in hand.
Kind of, and also it's the World Cow Chip Throwing Contest in Beaver, Oklahoma, coming up tomorrow.
Man, I missed it.
No, it's coming up tomorrow. You can drive.
I don't have time to go.
If you leave after the show,
I have commitments.
Oh, okay.
I have commitments.
Can't do anything
Scott.
About that. All right, so birthdays then.
Andy Serkis is 49.
Andy Serkis?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's Gollum.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Crispin Glover.
Oh, just about as weird.
Now, this is the part that's really weird. His honest to goodness given middle name is Hellion.
I can believe that.
He didn't make that up. His parents did.
Odd guy.
He's 49.
Mm-hmm.
Joey Lawrence is 37.
What a talent.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
He's lying under the same rock.
Really? Yeah.
Carmen Electra is 41. Don Mattingly, 52. Clint Howard is 54.
He's the untalented Howard brother.
But I didn't realize he was the kid in Gentle Band.
Yeah. But, you know, as we've talked about before, Thanksgiving is probably pretty awkward if they get together with the parents.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, Ron's doing the list of things that he's doing. Clint,
he played the scary guy in The Water Boy.
I mean, you did.
You just got done with Apollo 13?
Okay, great. Yeah. All right.
Jessica Lange, 64. Ryan O'Neal is 72.
Oh,
and George, depending on who you talk to, Takei or Takei. Sulu.
I thought it was Takei.
I don't care. It's Sulu.
He's 76.
Okay. Mr. Sulu.
Shemar Moore, you know him from Criminal Minds, and I think he was on some soap opera before that. He's 43. All right. Now it's Hitler's birthday, too, in case you want to go celebrate that tomorrow.
Grow a mustache.
On Sunday.
Tony Romo, 33 years old.
Mm.
Moving on.
Heartbreaker.
Nicole Sullivan is 43 from Mad TV and King of Queens. Andy McDowell is 55. Brutus the Barber Beefcake from the WWF. The only reason I brought this up is he got retired. He's 56 years old.
Uh-huh.
He was knocked out of wrestling in a freak accident where somebody was parasailing around him and crashed full speed into his face with her knee.
Oh, ouch.
And he was removed. He couldn't do the sport anymore.
Yeah. Oh, that hurts.
Tony Danza is 62.
I paid $220 to see him. I'll never get back.
That was it that bad?
Oh, yeah. Of course it was. It was Tony Danza.
Okay.
Well, God. Technically, every time you pay money, isn't it money you'll never get back?
Well, I know.
Unless
but
you're
I
a big whiner.
I regret that I spent it. That's all.
I see.
Use that for something else.
Sure. Gary Condit, 65.
Oh, yeah.
Remember him?
I remember him. Yeah, no kidding.
Iggy Pop is 66. Charles Grodin, who is either really funny or really not.
I think he is. I find him to be very funny.
I either think he's just roll on the floor funny or I'm like, eh. Yeah. Her Royal Majesty Queen Elizabeth II is 87 years old today.
Shares a birthday with Iggy Pop.
With Iggy Pop, yeah.
Wonder if they're going to be sharing some cake. I'm guessing not.
No, probably not.
Yeah, right.
Did I ever tell you that I got a thank you card from her one time?
Mm-hmm, you did.
Okay. Yeah.
Tony Romo has a birthday?
That was the very first one I did.
Oh, yeah, he said it, and I said heartbreaker.
Is that what it was? Oh, yeah. Okay, is he still playing? Oh, excuse me.
Well,
is he still getting paid?
Theoretically, yes, he's still playing.
Yeah, okay.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
But instead of supporting this compromise, the gun lobby and its allies willfully lied about the bill. And unfortunately, this pattern of spreading untruths about this legislation served a purpose.
Excuse me if I take a moment to laugh here, because this is the guy, this is the party that says Republicans want to beat, stab, kick, punch, slice the throat of grandma and throw her over a cliff. This is the party that says, this is the president that says their plan is dirty air and water. This is the same Obama who slanders Republicans, saying that kids with Down syndrome and autism ought to fend for themselves, and old people should fend for themselves.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Let's jump to a listener shout-out from IncomeAtHome.com. Now, this is where I applaud listeners who have taken my advice and started their own work-from-home business with IncomeAtHome.com. This shout-out goes to Melissa, whose goal is to earn money from home to be there for her kids. She visited IncomeAtHome.com. In her spare time from her kitchen table, Melissa was able to double her job income. She loves her home business, and she's there for her kids. So if you have a little spare time, start your own home business and see where it takes you. IncomeAtHome.com. That's IncomeAtHome.com.
Imagine a mower that makes you want to plant better grass. One that makes you want to mow the lawns of the whole neighborhood. Introducing the John Deere X700 Signature Series. Next thing you know, you'll be dressing up to do yard work. Stop by your dealer or visit johndeere.com/howwerun.
Find the Sioux Falls Prater location nearest you online at cptractor.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations, excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras, limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Subway, eat fresh.
This could be a big day for Boeing. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Boeing could get some good news very soon. The Wall Street Journal says the Federal Aviation Administration could lift the order that grounded all of Boeing's 787 Dreamliner jets as early as today. The head of the FAA originally expected that battery problems would keep the planes out of service for a few days at most. It has been 3 months. The FAA is expected to announce that Boeing has demonstrated that the Dreamliner batteries are now safe. This is not a good time of year for the nation's economy. The recovery is into its third straight springtime slowdown. It's making Americans more pessimistic. Only a quarter of the people polled by GFK and the Associated Press see their own financial situations improving over the next year. Stocks have fallen for two sessions in a row. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 81 points yesterday. Futures are up this morning, and General Electric just posted first quarter results. Adjusted profit topped Wall Street forecasts. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Quite often we find ourselves thinking we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams. Thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And with exceptional 1.99% financing on select models, now through April 30th, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. And your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call Ed Phillips Plumbing 24/7 at 731-1500. That's 731-1500. You can also visit them online at ed-phillips-plumbing.com.
Termite season is here, so protect your home immediately. Termites look just like flying ants, so people usually don't even know that their house is being destroyed from the inside out. So if you have mysterious bugs flying around your house, call EcoZap Pest Control today. EcoZap is the only company in BCS with Blazer, the termite detection dog. Plus, EcoZap will beat the other guys by 20%. So call EcoZap Pest Control for 20% off any termite or pest treatment. Call 3147 RUF. That's 3147 RUF.
Good morning, 628 Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. Not particularly comfy out there this morning because the winds are up at about 13 miles an hour. And they're going to be gusty again today. Now, the sun's going to obviously come up and warm things a little bit. We'll be at about 65, but gusty winds near 25 miles an hour today. Chilly tonight at 38, then tomorrow the winds lay down, and that'll make it more comfortable. 71 on Saturday, 77 on Sunday, and then we're back up to 80 on Monday and Tuesday. But kind of chilly again tonight at 38. Right now, chill factor is 38 degrees because the winds are out of the north, 13, 71% relative humidity, and we've got 43 degrees.
If you take good care of your mind, you're likely to be healthier and live longer. So how do you take good care of your mind? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
If you have too much credit card debt, there is help. Family Financial Education Foundation is a nonprofit agency that has helped thousands of people get out of debt. They'll negotiate with your creditors and get you lower interest rates, lower payments, and stop the collection calls. They're nonprofit, so they're here to help you, not gouge you. Call now, 888-789-4173, 888-789-4173, 888-789-4173. Not available in all states. It turns out that keeping your mind sharp greatly affects your overall health.
With a sharp mind, we're more likely to stay fit, have good relationships, eat well, and live an overall healthy lifestyle.
Dr. Gary Small, author of the book The Longevity Bible, says keeping a sharp mind requires that you challenge yourself.
A number of studies have found that when we challenge challenge ourselves mentally, we very well may be protecting our brain cells and staving off future memory loss. So any kind of interesting game, puzzle, whether it's Sudoku or crosswords or reading a challenging book, has the potential of expanding our minds and improving our brain health. Our UCLA study found that with just 2 weeks of mental aerobics, people had highly significant improvements in brain efficiency. That means that they were much better at their memory tasks, and they used up much less brain energy to perform those tasks.
And your attitude is also important for good health and longevity.
Optimists live longer than pessimists. What a lot of people don't realize is that we can learn optimism. Studies have found that when people are more extroverted, when they're making an effort to be more optimistic, it has a significant impact. And recently it was found that people who attend church or temple once a week have 7 years longer to expect to live.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, reaching out in more ways than ever before. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Local, state, and federal aid has been pledged for the victims of the fertilizer plant explosion in West.
Helicopter rides were taken over the town yesterday by the governor and attorney general. Upon his return, AG Greg Abbott gave what was arguably the most descriptive view of the destruction.
Immediately next to the explosion are railroad tracks. Those railroad tracks in certain areas were basically fused together. The explosion blew those tracks right next to each other.
As the state's top prosecutor, Abbott was asked if he's keeping the door open to consider the option of criminal negligence.
I think issues involving that is way premature to even consider any issues like this. Our focus right now is on trying to help the families affected by this, get them back to as close to normalcy as we can, help out in the search and rescue component, and we'll have to leave to another day.
Abbott says his office will not play a role in the investigation of the fire which resulted in the explosion. Meantime, cash donations are being collected at the Bank and Trust in BCS for the Brazos Valley Media Giving Back Fund, which was reactivated to assist hundreds of victims. Officials repeated the request to not send food, water, and other supplies because they've run out of storage space. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A suspicious fire before dawn yesterday morning destroyed a Bryan home. William Bowles of the Bryan Fire Department says no one was injured, but all that's left of the home on Orleans Street is some partial outside brick walls and the slab.
The families that had been living in the home, they had been temporarily caring for her mother and was not living at the home presently. They had had all the utilities cut off while they weren't staying there, although they were keeping all their property there, so they lost all of their property.
Mel says the fact that the utilities were off provides no explanation for why the house might have accidentally caught on fire, so the investigation continues. This afternoon, Texas A&M will celebrate the opening of its newest addition, a liberal arts and humanities building. Dean Jose Bermudez of the College of Liberal Arts says the music and theater arts programs will be housed on the first two floors.
We've got a recording studio in there. We've got rehearsal rooms, practice rooms, spaces for the theater arts program to design, build costumes and scenery. Then moving up the building, we've got office spaces. We've got research space, digital humanities for some of the research groups in the English department.
Bermudez says the grand opening for the four-story, 120,000-square-foot building will start at 2. As Governor Perry and the Texas Senate disagree about how much money to spend from the Rainy Day Fund, State Representative John Rainey of Bryan says he feels the House is a little exasperated.
Yesterday, after lots of planning and working, we got a message from the governor that he wants to do most of this financing through 100-year bonds. And I don't think there's much appetite for debt. What we have right now is we're still trying to figure out how to pay for $17 billion worth of highway bonds. I just don't feel like that's going to be the answer.
Rainey says the theory is that you can borrow money at such a cheap rate that you make a little money on the spread by reinvesting it. But that strikes him as a gamble. He says that there are three bills being considered that have to do with funding transportation. And plans for tomorrow's Earth Day Festival in College Station include the safety of all participants.
Whenever there's any public event, such as the Boston Marathon or what we have coming up on Saturday's Earth Day, you know, these events just don't happen. They've been planned for months and months and months, and the Parks Department is in constant communication, and the police and the fire are available, and there's always EMS and extra patrolmen, and streets are closed for access, and then other equipment is deployed throughout to get to first responders, quickly.
Mayor Nancy Berry says first responders are always thinking about how they can do more to protect citizens. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 43 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You can tell a lot about a place by the warmth of its character, the beauty of its open spaces, and the goodness of its people. Here in the Brazos Valley, we're proud of our way of life. We believe in friendships that last, values that endure, looking out for each other, and giving something back. Since 1936, St. Joseph has touched the lives of more people in our community than any other healthcare system. It's been our passion, but it's also been our privilege. Today, we're reaching out in more ways and more places than ever before to make the good life possible in the best place on earth. St. Joseph Health System. Closer to home.
Termite season is here, so protect your home immediately. Termites look just like flying ants, so people usually don't even know that their house is being destroyed from the inside out. So if you have mysterious bugs flying around your house, call EcoZap Pest Control today. EcoZap is the only company in BCS with Blazer, the termite detection dog. Plus, EcoZap will beat the other guys by 20%. So call EcoZap Pest Control for 20% off any termite or pest treatment. Call 3147-RUF. That's 3147-RUF.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Many of you have noticed the recent construction on the corner of Longmire and Deacon in College Station. Well, that's the new location of W.E. Gibson Insurance. Our agency has experienced tremendous growth, so we have moved to this new location in order to enhance our ability to better serve our many present and future personal and commercial insurance customers. So remember, we are no longer in the Kroger Center on Rock Prairie. We are now just down the street at the corner of Longmire and Deacon. If you're in the market for auto, home, business insurance, or any other type of insurance, come see W.E. Gibson Insurance at our new location on the corner of Longmire and Deacon in College Station, or visit our website at wegibson.com. We are a trusted choice independent insurance agency representing over 45 insurance companies, and we have been serving the insurance needs of the Brazos Valley for over 130 years. If you can't come by our new offices, then give us a call at 694-1555.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. For years, people have counted on us for oil changes and overall automotive maintenance. At American Lube Centers, we do business the old-fashioned way. We give you time and peace of mind by servicing your vehicles quickly and efficiently and letting you know in advance what your maintenance needs are. Our highly trained technicians at American Lube Centers do the job right. For fast, friendly service, it's American Lube Centers. Click on AmericanLubeCenters.com for our daily specials and a location near you. And like us on Facebook.
Good morning. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Sunshine today and plenty of it. It's just not really going to help our temperatures very much as some very cool air moves into the region. Highs today are going to be 60 to 65. We're going to be clear tonight. About 40 to 45. We have sunny weather in the forecast for tomorrow. Highs near 70. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows will fall back to 50. For Sunday, not bad either. Occasional sunshine. Temperatures anywhere from 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
He's in, he shoots, he scores!
That was the Dallas Stars game last night. It ended well, which is unusual for the Dallas Stars. Also, we'll get caught up with the equestrian team, who've won five national champions in a row, and they've advanced in both categories to the second round. And we'll get you caught up a very busy calendar this weekend for sports. All that and more, we'll do that for you here in about 12 minutes.
There you go. In case you had not heard, two suspects in the Boston Marathon bombing killed an MIT police officer, injured a transit officer in a firefight, and threw explosive devices at police during their getaway attempt in a pretty long night of violence. And one of them is dead as a result, and another still at large this morning. Authorities said a manhunt has intensified for the young man described as a dangerous terrorist. He's 19 years old. Suspects were identified to the Associated Press as coming from the Russian region near Chechnya, which has been plagued by an Islamic insurgency stemming from separatist wars there. A law enforcement intelligence bulletin obtained by the Associated Press identified the surviving suspect as, I got no idea, Dorzhov A. Sarniev, again, 19 years old, had been living in Cambridge, which is basically where MIT and Harvard are, just outside of Boston.
Not to make light of a situation, but that was really good.
The
pronunciation.
Yeah, well, you know, and again, that's...
At least you didn't go for Brown.
Yep, we're gonna guess that that's it.
Chechnya Brown.
Authorities had urged the residents in Watertown, Newton, Arlington, Waltham, Cambridge, Belmont, and all that area to stay indoors. They have closed Boston University, they have closed Harvard, and they've closed MIT today, and they've told everybody to stay home, including workers. They don't want people out on the streets yet. So we'll see what happens. A very unusual thing. Kevin and I were talking about this off the air. It would have seemed that a lot of this were very emotional decisions. They did not think this out completely, because they probably, with the with the number of people who live in the Northeast, there's probably some sort of a Chechen community there that they could have been absorbed into, or at least people who physically look like them. And if they wanted to come back out and do their terroristic things again, they could have waited. But instead, they seemed to press the issue. So,
well, they are young.
Yeah, again, this one's 19. I don't know how old the...
Most 19-year-olds don't make the best choices.
Very true. So, anyway, that's where we stand with that. And Fox News will have some more, I'm sure, coming up in about 17 minutes or so.
What's really gross to me is how, if you look at the picture and they're, like, smiling while they're walking through the people.
Well, again,
which is gross.
No, well, they feel like they had done something. Most terrorists are pretty much involved. I mean, if you've gotten to the point where you're going to take some sort of an act, you pretty much have bought in. So from their standpoint, they felt like it was a job well done, obviously. The House has passed a controversial Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protecting Act. We kind of thought maybe that was going to happen next week, and we talked to Bill Flores about it a little bit earlier this week. There's a part of this story that's kind of interesting, though, and that would be who benefits, okay? So the bill is controversial because the people who support it say that businesses will be encouraged to voluntarily share their information with the U.S. government, because the government doesn't know enough about us. And wouldn't you agree? We need to make sure that they're fully informed.
Sure.
We need to friend the government on our Facebook pages, don't we?
I think so.
So they'll know exactly what we're doing and all that. Anyway.
All good Americans do that.
That's right. The idea is this supposedly is going to combat these cyber threats that are out there. Opponents, for their part, kind of citing civil liberty violations and problems with privacy. Now, many companies, including Silicon Valley firms, oppose this measure. And the White House has threatened a veto if the bill gets out of the Senate, where it's headed next. By the way, it stalled there last year. But here's the part that's kind of interesting. The bill's biggest supporter is a guy named Mike Rogers. He is a representative from Michigan and would probably prefer you not know that his wife could benefit greatly from the passage of the bill.
Really?
Yep. Now, typically big defense contractors provide cybersecurity, and his wife was, until recently, the president and CEO of a company that did security for defense contracting companies.
Well, isn't that interesting?
Seems that she helped to secure a $10 billion contract with the State Department.
Billion.
Yeah, just so that you understand. So, a $10 billion deal. Now, And again, maybe everything is legitimate.
Oh, that just reeks. Don't even.
But it does, right.
It just reeks.
It just smells pretty bad. So just letting you know. Remember, they're just like us. And by the way, we've been talking about Max Baucus, who's the Democrat from Montana, who has been rolling out the criticism pretty much on Obamacare. We quoted him yesterday. And what's interesting, though, is that he played a key role in getting it passed through the Senate. So now, a Republican congressman from Kansas, his name is Mike Pompeo, has apparently had a little bit too much of the senator. He writes to the senator, quote, "No one in the country bears more responsibility for the complexity of this law than you. When your supermajority couldn't pass the bill using normal procedures, you and your Senate colleagues rammed through the final legislation by using parliamentary gimmickry. Then, in the House, Speaker Pelosi cheerfully urged members to pass the legislation in order to find out what's in it." That's true. "This is not good policy. You are seeing the consequences." So kind of back at him. Not bad.
Good for him.
Yeah. Nancy Pelosi says, "We're not done, by golly. We're going to get some sort of gun legislation."
Yeah, she's beating a drum on that one.
You know, Nancy, don't be coming down here and be talking like that. People are going to protest. They're going to yell at you. They'll boo you.
A lot.
Yeah. I understand out there where you live in wine country, that's the way y'all feel. Tell me this. How do you think the people today in Watertown, Massachusetts feel? I mean, don't you think most of them would like to make sure that if they wanted to have guns to protect themselves against some 19-year-old crazy person?
You know, did you brought that? That was the first thing. You know, if I've got a gun behind the door, I'll open the door to whoever I want. Now, come on in.
Yeah, what it made me think about was all the changes to immigration.
Mm?
I'll just sit there and go, I got him. Y'all want to come get him?
Yeah, he's right here. He's on the floor, right? Yes, he is still breathing.
For now. For now.
So Dennis Johnson. Dennis is a common name. He's a House Majority Leader of the Oklahoma House of Representatives, okay?
Okay.
And he's a local business owner who said during a speech on the State House floor Wednesday that customers, quote, "might try to Jew me down on the price."
Oh!
Who said that?
My!
Oh, man.
This guy who is the House Majority Leader of the Oklahoma
How do you
House
make such
of Representatives.
A bad...
Well, okay, so...
Good gravy.
He was explaining how a small business has to find a niche market and service it better than anybody else to attract and retain customers.
So he's isolating the Jews?
Well, he says people come back to you and they like what you do, and they like the service that they get. They might try to Jew me down on the price. That's fine. It's a free market as well. They come to me because they know what we offer, and they trust our advice.
That's pretty offensive.
Yes, it is. A colleague off camera kind of nudged him and said, "Psst, hey, man, you don't be doing that."
Yeah, but I mean, that's genuinely offensive. We do all this huffing and puffing about PC and this and that, and it's ridiculous, dumb stuff that doesn't even matter. But this is like... actually offensive.
Well, and then what he does is he says, "I apologize to the Jews." Kind of sounding pretty dismissive even when he did that.
Oh,
he said, "They're pretty good small businessmen as well."
Oh, my God!
Man.
I haven't shot enough holes in my first foot. Let me move over here. A spokesperson for Mr. Johnson told the Tulsa World, the congressman, quote, "is not the first person to make the comment that they regret. The chamber accepted his apology and moved on." And just so you know, there are no Jews currently serving in either house of the Oklahoma State Legislature, but nonetheless. Yeah, in what world did you think that it was okay to say that? Oklahoma.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, April 20th, it's Grafting Fundamentals. Fruit trees, nut trees, roses, and more. Learn grafting techniques this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
A well-planned home landscape sticks out like a green thumb. Pay attention the next time you drive down the street. You'll see the effort that has gone into good landscape design. Its parts will have been fit together like the finely tuned parts of a machine. You'll notice the landscape, but it won't overwhelm you. And we're going to analyze why right after this message. Get all four of our 15 by 30 inch heavy cardstock full color posters. 100 best landscape plants for Texas. 100 best annuals for Texas. 120 best perennials for Texas. And all 120 crepe myrtle varieties. Highly informative posters. They're normally $12 each. You get all four and a subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. A $71.95 value for $34 and $3 postage. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769.
This is Texas Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples. Saving water doesn't mean sacrificing your yard. With a few simple changes to your routine, you can enjoy your lawn while staying a responsible Texan. Check outside faucets for leaks. Water your lawn only in the early morning or evening. These are small changes that can make a big difference and help our great state conserve water. Be water smart and save. Get more tips at TexasWaterSmart.com.
Good landscape designs are usually simple. Their planners have gotten the maximum use from the minimum number of plants. That leaves the plan open and airy, yet important features like shade and privacy are successfully addressed. One of the first mistakes amateur planners make is to let their designs get too busy. They try too many cute things and they use too many shrouding plants. You need to keep it simply elegant. Pay attention to lines and visual flow. Unless you're planning a formal old European style of garden, it's usually best to avoid straight lines. Use sweeping curves for your bed edgings and plant in circles and ovals of loosely grouped plants. Let your planting beds vary in width and avoid any group of plants that merely repeats the lines of the house. Our objective, entire objective in landscaping ought to be to make our house look like it was just dropped down in the middle of a beautiful woodland site. You want it to look like every plant is in the right place, but you don't want it to look contrived and unnatural. That means, then, that you should also address the scale of the plants that you're using. Plan with an eye toward mature size. Avoid large shrubs that will need frequent pruning. Don't let your shade trees overwhelm the rest of the yard. If you have small spaces, choose small plants. If you're designing for a large garden, use big trees and shrubs. Walks and patios should be sized accordingly, again with an eye toward the scale of the overall project. Use texture to the fullest. Just as plants' mature sizes vary, so will their leaf sizes and surfaces. Large leaf, coarse-surfaced leaves will have especially bold textures. Use them to add zing to a bland planting area. On the other hand, if you have lots of busy architectural features on your house already, you may not want the plants to compete. Use soft-textured small-leaf plants in those situations just to keep the design from getting too restless. If you've ever worked with an interior decorator, you may have discovered that all of the accessory items go together as a package as you finish a room. You may buy items you'd never buy individually, but put together as a unit, they all work together. Well, the same thinking comes into play in your landscape. You can use many of your favorite plant types in the design, but be careful that it has unity. You don't want the look of a nursery sale yard. Indeed, you want to concentrate on a few of the best plant species that can meet your goals, then use them as common threads through your design. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 6:54. It's not often I start the sports page with the equestrian team, but when you've won five national championships in a row, you get bumped to the top. Texas A&M Equestrian Western and Hunter Seat squads will advance to the National Collegiate Equestrian Association's quarterfinals after the first round wins yesterday. The number 6 seed Western team took a 5-2 win over number 11 Fresno State, while the 10th seed Hunter Seat squad, rode to a 5-3 upset victory over Oklahoma State. the advance, and they will play again or ride again today. The NFL schedule was released yesterday. Week one sees the Giants at the Cowboys. The kickoff is at 7:30 on NBC. That's September the 8th. And the Texans and the Chargers will play then on the 9th for the Monday night game, the second game of the double Monday night schedule at 10:20 p.m. So a late night for you. The traditional Dallas Cowboys Turkey Day game will be against the Oakland Raiders. In the NHL last night,
here comes Eakin. He has a step. He's in. He shoots. He scores. Stars lead it 2-1.
That put the Stars on top for good, but Jamie Benn and Ray Whitney scored goals early in the third period, all within 5 minutes of Eakin's goal to break open a tie game and help the Stars cruise to a 5-1 victory over the Vancouver Canucks on Thursday night. Vernon Fiddler and Eric Cole also found the back of the net. Kari Lahtinen stopped 37 shots in the Stars, who are now 6-1-0 in their last seven games. They'll move into a tie with Detroit for ninth in the Western Conference, trailing just Columbus for the eighth spot in the playoffs by 2 points. In Major League Baseball,
Soriano cracks one in the air, deep left center. It's got a chance, gone.
Alfonso Soriano hit his first home run of the season, and Anthony Rizzo also homered for the Cubbies. They beat the Rangers 6-2 yesterday. Now, it was unbelievably wet, and a majority of the city was flooded, but the teams were able to play through the occasional drizzle. The Houston Astros optioned infielder Brett Wallace to AAA yesterday and called up infielder Brandon Laird from Oklahoma City. Wallace started for the Astros on opening day, but went 1-for-24 and had 17 strikeouts. The Astros also designated reliever Xavier Sendo and made him set him for reassignment. The SEC Western Division champions, the number 4 team in the country, Texas A&M Tennis, will face number 12 seed Alabama in the SEC quarterfinals match. That happens in Oxford, Mississippi later today. The 4th-ranked women's team is set to make the first appearance ever in the SEC championships, and that will happen a little bit later on today. They're taking on 19th-ranked and a number 7th-ranked, 19th-ranked and 7-seeded Auburn. That will start at 2 o'clock. Number 13 Texas A&M softball team travels to Athens, Georgia this weekend to take on UGA in a 3-game SEC series. The Aggies are 35-9 and 6-8 in the SEC. First pitch is at 5 o'clock with the action on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Fighting Texas Aggie baseball making their way to Fayetteville, Arkansas, looking to snap a season-long 4-game losing streak. The Maroon and White will face off against the Arkansas Razorbacks, maybe without two of their key players. Mike Reynolds left Saturday's game and missed the second of the outing with a bum knee, and Cole Langford has been sidelined with an illness. First pitch for Aggie baseball tonight, 6:35, 7:30 then on Saturday, and 1 o'clock on Sunday, and all the action for Aggie baseball is here on WTAW. And finally this morning, A&M men's golf team teeing it up in the SEC Men's Golf Championship. They're in the third. They're slated to be in the third group in the championship. They teed off this morning at 6:30 at Sea Island Golf Club. That's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At BMW, we've always been known for firsts. We introduced onboard navigation first. We developed active front steering first. So the fact that the BMW 3 Series is the only car to have ever won Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row, it's just another first. Come see why for yourself. The BMW 3 Series. We only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Wow, your customers and clients Texas style at the Texas Trading Post. Texas Trading Post is College Station's local online store for Texas gifts. And this ain't our first rodeo. We've supplied VIP gifts for IBM, Texas A&M, Shell Oil, British Petroleum, USA Rugby Association, and many, many more. Find your next corporate gift at txtraders.com.
Howdy, this is Russ Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post best online shopping in the Brazos Valley. Come see us at txtraders.com.
Want your dog to be a canine stein? Bring them to Waggy Pet Zone. They offer training classes for all experience levels. Sign your canine up for basic obedience, clicker, or agility training, and have a good time learning new skills alongside your best friend. Waggy Pet Zone also offers Puppy Pre-K, a completely free class open to any puppy under 14 weeks of age, and focuses on early socialization.